Howdy, everybody. Here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Folks, if you're going to get one of Lum and Abner's swell little flashlights, you've got to act at once, right away. The offer ends midnight Sunday. Your request must be in the mail by then. Don't forget that date, midnight Sunday. Now, here's what to do. Just write your name and address on the back of the outside wrapper from a package of Horlicks malted milk powder and send it, enclosing 10 cents to cover mailing and packing costs, to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are now listening. You got that? But remember, it must be the outside wrapper and from a package of Horlicks malted milk powder. Horlicks tablets wrappers, I mean, are not eligible. It takes only a couple of minutes to send in. If you don't happen to have a wrapper handy, get a package of Horlicks malted milk powder, either natural or chocolate flavor, from your druggist tonight. But don't forget, your request must be in the mail before midnight Sunday. So send in right away, before you're too late. Lum and Abner will personally appreciate your sending in for one of their flashlights. So write your name and address on a Horlicks malted milk powder wrapper and send it in with your dime tonight. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner and his campaign manager, Squire Skimp, had a falling out yesterday. He discovered that Squire had used the money from the insurance company to make a donation to the public library at the county seat, and has written a letter to the library demanding the money back so that he can return it to the insurance company. The newspaper has come out with a very caustic story about it today, criticizing Abner severely. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Dick Huddleston over at the Jot 'em Down store showing Lum the story that appeared in today's paper. Listen.
Well, I do know. Well, I hate to see him print an article like that about Abner.
Well, I don't know, Lum. You can't blame them much, you know. Somebody make a donation that way just for the publicity, and after he gets a nice write-up in the paper, well, I ask for his money back.
Well, Abner couldn't do nothing else, though. He had to get it back. You know that check the insurance company gave Abner for $200 on that accident claim?
Yeah, I thought you sent it back to him.
Well, we was going to. Abner gave it to Squire Skimp to take into the county seat to get it cash so he could send the money instead of the check back to him.
Yeah.
And while he's in town there, Squire made that donate to the library for Abner. Figured it'd help him in his campaign for president of the store here.
Oh, that's where that money come from, huh?
Yeah, Squire just taking it on himself to give him $180 on it. And tried to keep the other $20 for himself. But we got him down in here yesterday and taking it away from him.
He did?
Yeah, he stood there and said he never had a cent on him. And granny, we throwed him down and reached in his pocket and pulled out a roll of bills there, they'd choke a cow.
Well, good for you, Lum. I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, he got mad, just frothed at the mouth. Stomped out of here mad enough to bite.
Well, he's out again today, electioneering for Abner. He's down at the store this morning, telling a big bunch of them in there to be sure and vote for Abner.
Well, yeah, he's still trying to get Abner elected, all right. You see, he's got a contract with Abner that says if he's elected president of the store here, Squire gets 10% of everything Abner makes.
Oh. And if Abner ain't elected, why, he don't get nothing, huh?
No.
Well, how long does that contract run, Lum, this 10% business?
Well, now, there's another thing. There ain't no limit set on it. It just runs as long as Squire wants it to, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
See, Abner was so anxious to get to be president, he'd have signed anything.
Why, sure. When does this contest close?
Sunday night. Sunday night at midnight. When we open up for business Monday morning, we'll know then who's going to be the president.
Yeah.
And it looks like Abner's going to be it the way these votes have been coming in today. He's 780-some-odd votes ahead of me now.
Yeah. Well, I imagine, old Lum, people in there at the county seat will all be voting for you now since this article come out in the paper today. That'll swing all the votes to your side.
Yeah, I sort of hate that, too. Hate to see him turn again Abner when he's trying to do the honest thing. I can't help but feel just sort of sorrowful for him.
Well, it'd be a blessing if he was to get beat, Mom. He wouldn't have to pay his squire that 10% the rest of his life.
Yeah, but he'd be terrible disappointed, Dick. He wants to be president so bad.
Yeah, I know he does.
Now, I come right now withdrawing from the race yesterday and just letting Abner have the office, but I got to thinking he'd be sure to win that away, and Squire'd claim 10% of everything he makes. So.
Yeah.
I just decided to let it work itself out the best way it would.
Yeah, well, you're in kind of a bad spot there, Lum, either way you turn.
Sort of twixt a hard place and a rock. Well, this contest has showed me one thing. Showed me where I stand at. Sort of took me down a notch or two, I reckon. You know, I thought when we started this thing, he'd be a runaway for me. I never figured Abner would get any votes at all.
Well, he's led the race nearly all the way through, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, except for 2 or 3 days there. But I ain't complaining none. You see, the folks that sent in for the flashlights, the ones that's done the voting in this thing, has been responsible for us getting our store stocked up again. We can just thank them for that.
Yeah, you've got a nice stock of merchandise there now, Lon. Looks mighty nice, too.
Yeah, I thought so. Me and Cedric's been busy all week arranging it on the shelves and all.
That's looking fine. Nice, clean stock of merchandise.
I can't hardly wait till Monday to get opened up for business. Regardless of which one of us gets elected, we've got a fresh start in the store business.
Well, that's a good idea you had, getting that agency for those flashlights. And it was mighty nice of Mr. Harlick to offer to send them out to your friends, too.
Oh, yeah, it sure was. I just hate it because we can't get them made any faster, though. They're running that flashlight factory day and night now, making them just fast as they can, but it's going to be a little time yet before some of them get them.
Well, you told them on the party line the other day there'd be some delay, so I don't think you'll have any complaints over it.
I hope not.
Well, you can't help it, Lon. You fellas are doing all you can, and Horlicks are doing all they can.
Yeah, there's another thing. I hate it on Mr. Horlicks' account, too. He's worried about it, you know. You see, we never had no idea we'd get so many requests for him.
Well, I thought you wanted all you can get.
Oh, we do. Yeah, sure we do. Mr. Harlick is from tickled over it. Yeah. I'm sort of glad it happened right at this time, too, Dick. Yeah. You know, tomorrow's Mr. Harlick's birthday.
Oh, it is? Tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. He'll be 89 year old tomorrow.
Well.
89 and still active head of his business that he started over 50 years ago.
Well, now, by George, that's quite a record, you know. Yeah, that's a good testimonial for his malted milk right there.
Yeah. I was just saying that. Wait a minute. Here comes Abner.
Yeah. Well, he's not wearing that derby hat and striped vest today, is he?
Oh, no. No, he'd give them back to Squire here yesterday and told him he was through. Done with it. Don't let on that I ain't trying to get elected nowadays, because if I was to win, I won't Abner think it's because I'm campaigning so hard to done it.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, I wouldn't say nothing.
I want him to think I'm trying my best.
Well, howdy, fellas.
Yeah, come in, Abner. I got some good news for you.
What's that?
Why, I counted the votes a while ago, and you're 784.5 ahead of me now.
Oh, howdy, Dick. How are you today?
Well, all right, I reckon, Abner. Did you see that story in the paper about you today?
No, ain't saw it. Somebody was telling me about it.
Well, they're mad because you asked for that donate back that you give the library in there.
Well, I figured they would be.
Yeah, they claimed you never aimed to let them keep it in the first place when you give it to them. Said you're just doing it to get votes.
Well, just so that I get the money back. That's all I care about.
Yeah. You get beat, you can just blame it on to that, Abner. I'll carry the county seat by 10-1 now, bound you.
Yeah, you're going to have to get out here and work hard tomorrow, Abner, if this contest closes Sunday night.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's just what I want to talk to you fellas about. Martin and I decided to just take Plum out of the race.
Take out of?
Yeah, just get out.
You ain't give up, have you?
No, I ain't give up, but I just got to figuring that if I do get elected, I'm going to have to give Squire Skimp 10 cents or 10% on everything.
Well, now, I wouldn't let that influence me. If I get elected, I don't want you to think that you just give me the office. If I get it, I want to win it fair and square.
Well, I'd love to have it the worst way, but I don't know. Just hate to see old Squire make anything off of it after the way he's done.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't withdraw it.
No.
All these people have voted for you, your friends, you know. Well, you wouldn't want to turn them down right here at the last minute.
Why, of course not. You get that office. We'll study up some way out of that contract with Squire Skim.
How?
Well, I don't know. Just offhand, we'll study up something.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I'm afraid that contract would be hard to break, Lon.
Nah, don't you worry, Abner. I'll thumb through the statutes and find something in there.
Well, I was talking to Squire a while ago, and he said that there ain't no way out of it. Said he got me.
Where was Squire at?
Well, he's over about the blacksmith shop a while ago. I don't know where he's at now. He's working harder than ever to get me elected.
What do you say, Lon? We go over and talk to old Squire about that.
You just taking the words right out of my mouth, Dick. Must have read my mind. Get your hat there.
Well, I don't think it'll do a bit of good, man. I done talked to him, and he won't listen.
Well, it ain't going to hurt nothing to try. Come on, Dick. I'll be back after a little, Abner.
Yeah, see you later, Abner.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I can tell you right now, you're just wasting your time, all. That blamed old skin plant. I just hate that Squire Skimp two pieces. I dog it. I hate to do it, but there ain't no other way around it. I just got to do it. That's all there are to it. Hello? This is Abner Peabody talking. I got a little announcement to make about myself. I'm in a batch of trouble here. Appreciate all the votes that you folks sent in for me, but now then, I've just got to keep from getting elected somewhere or other. For if I do, why, Squire Skimp's going to get 10% of everything I make from here out. I don't want to withdraw from the race, but I want Lum to get to office. The way things stands now, why, I'm nearly 800 votes ahead, so for goodness sake, send in a vote for Lum and get it in the mail before Sunday night. This is the first time that I ever got out and campaigned again myself, but it's the only way I know to beat Squire Skin. So if you want to help me do it, why, send in a vote for Lum. But now, don't none of you let on to Lum that I told you to do that now. Well, I'll be looking for a letter from you. Thank you.
Well, that sounds odd, but if you want to help Abner, send in a vote for Lum. Folks, this is your last chance to send in to Lum and Abner for one of those swell little flashlights. The offer ends midnight Sunday. Did you get that? Midnight Sunday. All right. Your request must be in the mail by then. But there's still time if you act right away. It takes only a couple of minutes for you to send in. Now, here's what you do. Just write your name and address on the back of the outside wrapper from a package of Horlick's malted milk powder and send it, enclosing 10 cents to cover mailing and packing costs to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are now listening. But don't forget, it must be an outside wrapper from a package of Horlick's malted milk powder. Horlick's tablets wrappers, I mean, are not eligible. Now, isn't that easy? And if you don't happen to have a wrapper handy, get a package of Horlick's malted milk powder from your druggist now. But remember, your request must be in the mail before midnight Sunday. Folks, don't delay another minute. This is your last chance to express your appreciation of Lum and Abner by sending in for one of their flashlights. So send in at once, tonight. This is Carlton Brickert, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick, who now bid you all good night and good health.